Call meeting back to order. We're going to go into the proposals. I think, Chad, are you going to do number 12, the elk season? Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator. I believe Nick Creighton is passing out some corrected partial action sheets for you. We found an error on some of those. We want to get the correct ones in front of you. Mr. Chair, I think it's on page 18 of your book. This is the first elk hunting season. This would be for the Black Hills season. The recommendations we're bringing forward to you here today to initiate the rulemaking process would be for the 2022 and 2023 hunting seasons. Below there, you can see a table of what the hunting dates would be amongst those 2 years for these licenses. We have for you some recommended changes for all of the elk hunting seasons. And so to reduce some redundancy, Mr. Chair, on some of my speaking points here, the first couple are going to be for all of the elk hunting seasons, so I don't have to repeat these in front of you and waste some time here. So what we have for you here today across all these seasons would be a recommendation to modify the rule language that pertains towards the number of licenses for the elk seasons. If you remember in the past, we've worked with you on this rule change for deer and pronghorn. And so what we have here is we're setting some maximums, no greater than, based on any elk and antlerless elk. And so we went back and worked with staff when we looked at, say, the previous 10 years, maybe 15, to try to determine where were we at the maximum amount for these types of licenses based on hunting opportunity and where we were at to meet our population objectives, in particular for antlerless elk harvest. And so we're going to have some recommendations for you here, and we'll start off with Black Hills elk. So we have a recommended change to change what we have in rule by license types from those specific numbers listed there under recommended change number one to no more than 600 any elk and 1,200 antlerless elk licenses. So for those members of the public listening and even for our staff, that doesn't mean the commission is authorizing these number of licenses. It's just no more than. And then come March, we will bring forward to you actual license numbers and tag types for you to review and accept, if it's your desire, to put those out for another 30 days of public comment. And you as a commission body would finalize those license numbers based on public input at your April commission meeting. Okay, so that's going to be for all of these elk seasons we're talking about here today. And you can do that via administrative action moving forward once this rule change on these maximum license numbers are established in rule, and it reduces the amount of time that Tom or Kevin or others have to do in front of interim rules committee group, and it just kind of streamlines the process. The second thing I want to give to you today, so obviously our elk hunting season has just ended, most of them here at the end of the calendar year. We do have some prairie elk seasons going on until the end of February. So we don't have any harvest estimates yet, so we will be having hunter harvest surveys going out here soon. We will have those harvest estimates to you, preliminary estimates to you in March, along with some population modeling exercises that the staff I have that are much smarter than I am will do that and present that information to you in March to help justify our licenses and tag types that we bring to you in March.
Is there anybody in the room that actually got an elk this year?
I know there's one behind me.
Did you get one? Did you guys get one? Oh, just Emily. Oh, okay.
See how that works?
I didn't get one. Again.
You're welcome.
No rebuttal.
So with that, she'd bring up the back strap or something today.
You would think so. So with that, Mr. Chair, we have that change to the no more than licenses for recommended change number one. And the recommended change number two there for the Black Hills hunting season, we actually, staff found a small geographic area near Rapid City that for some reason, based on the unit descriptions, just is kind of in limbo and is not in any, formally in any elk hunting unit. So the change there is to modify elk hunting unit 9 to incorporate this small little area. And it might be a couple square miles. I can't remember how large it is. But so those would be the two recommended changes we have for you here today for the Black Hills elk hunting season. And then, again, in March, we will be bringing actual license recommendations to you then. Okay? So with that, Mr. Chair, I would ask for if there's any questions or comments or and then a motion to accept this recommendation.
Okay. Any questions? Go ahead, Commissioner Smith.
How's that, Mark? I'm hearing you. We're just talking on these antlers tags here. I mean, this antlers season, whatever. Yes. Am I correct? Or is this all the elk?
To the Chair. Commissioner Spring, this would be for specifically for the Black Hills elk hunting season only. And the recommended change there, the no more than 600 any elk and 1,200 antlerless elk licenses. This would be a maximum cap. In March, we will bring forward recommendations for you to consider for actual license numbers.
And that's, if I can do a step further, that's in kind of parity with the elk stakeholder group as it talked about these ranges and numbers, and we do all of our surveys, and then we say, here's what our population high lows are, and that's what we'll find that out in between now and March.
Exactly.
So any questions, Jared, on that? Go ahead, Commissioner.
General, Commissioner Sharp here, just a general question. What is the elk population looking like in the hills currently?
Chair, Commissioner Sharp, I believe the last estimate from our last flight, which had occurred, I believe, 2 years ago, had us right in line. So our current population, elk population objective is between 6,000 and 8,000. And maybe Kevin or Tom helped me here, but I think we were around that 6,800, 7,000, 7,200 was the estimate a couple of years ago. And again, staff will be rerunning all the models. We've got radio marked cow elk in there in the Black Hills, about 130 to 150 that we're getting survival estimates on that help us, you know, produce those population estimates based on the last aerial elk survey. So.
But overall, staff kind of thinks we're doing pretty good out there. I mean, they're not driving around going, man, elder in some days. You know, overall, we're feeling right. The herd's doing well and heading the right direction.
We are right in the middle of our population objective. So I would say, yes, we feel pretty good where we're at.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? If not, I entertain a motion. Been a motion. Second. Motion and second. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next.
Mr. Chair, Custer State Park elk hunting season. Kind of the same spiel there like we previously talked. We do have two recommended changes. The first one there is to adjust the number of licenses from 9 any elk licenses to no more than 20 any elk licenses. Again, to reiterate, that doesn't mean to everybody out there listening we're going to have 20 any elk licenses. It just gives us some room there to provide that opportunity when that presents itself. And then the proposed or the recommended change number two there, Mr. Chair, we did find in administrative rule we have an error listed for the Custer State Park elk hunting season currently in states October 1 through December 31. That should read October 1 through the 31st, so just a rule cleanup there.
Seeing none, entertain a motion. Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Chip.
Mr. Chair, next is Custer State Park early archery elk season. Again, a two-year recommendation. The only change we have here is to make that change from 3 any elk that's specified in rule to no more than 10 any elk licenses. And again, we'll be bringing forward actual license recommendations in March.
Question. there's a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Chair, the next one is the archery elk hunting season. Again, another two-year recommendation, and the recommended change there is to make an adjustment to those licenses specified in rule to no more than 200 any elk and 150 antlerless elk licenses for a total of 350 licenses for the commission to work with through administrative action on actually setting the number of licenses. So,
questions for Chairman? Archery elk? Motion? Second. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I think the last elk hunting season would be for the prairie elk hunting season. Again, to your recommendation, you can see the table there listed below there. We do have numerous elk hunting units throughout this prairie elk season. The only recommended change we have here, I guess we have a few of them here. So the first one would be to change the number of licenses specified in rule to read no more than 100 any elk and 300 antlerless elk licenses. Staff feels pretty confident with that number, not only from providing opportunity there for bull hunting, but to provide a maximum ceiling for staff to bring recommendations to you to manage those populations on the prairie. We feel that 300 will do that confidently for us. It's a little different game managing elk on the prairie to try to deal with damage and depredation to private property, but we're pretty confident with what we have there for you. The recommended change number two is to modify prairie unit 9 and in conjunction with that to establish a new prairie unit in Meade County. So essentially, if you turn the page, I believe you should have a prairie elk unit map. It should be, you may not have it as a handout, but you should have it in your electronic book. I just want to make sure we can point this out. So the PRE-09A is an existing unit. You can see there's a kind of a north and a south unit there. Staff's recommendation to try to better manage elk populations within those two units and to help manage hunter densities is to split those two units up. So we would retain that northern unit as prairie unit 9 like it currently is, and then we would establish a Meade County unit, and it'd be designated as 49A there. And again, we will bring actual specified licenses for those two units to you in March if you as a commission body approve that recommendation of those unit designations. And then the fourth recommended change, Mr. Chair, we did find some errors that we had in rule for the prairie unit down in Bennett County and then up in Harding County. Just an error in rule. We have been following what staff have recommended and what the landowners recommend for season dates through the application process and the dates listed on the hunter's license. We just need to clean this up in rule, so we're, I guess, technically following the law. So with that, I would entertain any questions on these changes.
Sure. Any questions for Chad? Remind me, what portion of this prairie? Public access, but do you have a breakdown of that in any way, Chad?
Mr. Chair, I don't have an exact number in front of me, but you're spot on with that comment. I mean, our prairie units are vastly predominantly private land. Up in Harding County with the Custer National Forest, the Slum Beach area, there is some decent proportion of public land in Harding County. But you're correct. I would say if you lumped everything together, it's probably 99% of those areas are our private land. We are going to try to do a better job of informing our elk applicants when they apply, especially through the new Go Outdoors system. I don't know if it's red flashing font or what it might be, but hey, applicants, these areas are 99% or whatever that is, private land, you better have some landowner permission or be establishing some relationships with landowners before you apply and acquire that license. So.
Some of those units in the street can be specific to say, before you apply here, you know, but you better go out and get some landowner permission for the job. And then I assume the same is true with grading, but just make sure that we've got that out. Any other questions? Go ahead, Commissioner Spring.
You mentioned that I got to have that part of that here, but anyway, the per unit, Lee County. One
Shire
River, you wanted to split that into two units?
Through the chair, Commissioner Spring, not splitting in. So the current per unit 9, and it's kind of split up geographically into two areas. One is around St. Ange, and the other one is up there around the Sturgis area. Starting to sound like Tom, maybe. So no change in the unit boundary per se, just a different designation of the unit name to kind of separate those out so we can better manage those local elk populations and try to manage hunter densities a little better than having people be able to move around between one and the other.
There's no changes to the ones along the Cheyenne, Belfry, Sheridan, North Wall?
No, we have no recommended change there.
I misunderstood. I thought that.
Okay, sorry.
Any other questions? Okay. It's approved. Motion, second, discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?